Do not cast me off in the time of old age, or forsake me when my strength is spent. Psalm 71:9. I am Rob West. God's Word encourages us to care for those in their so-called golden years, which aren't always golden, by the way. Today, I'll talk with Lauren Gydeck about a healthcare option that's designed to help seniors. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, we're delighted once again to have Lauren Gydeck on the program. Lauren's Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, an underwriter of this program. Lauren, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rob. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Well, Lauren, we've heard about your Senior Share program, and we've wanted to talk to you about it for some time. But before we do that, give us just a quick overview of how cost sharing works at CHM.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. So when we say cost sharing, what we're referring to is Christian Healthcare Ministries is not a health insurance company, but what we do is help people with their medical bills. So the end result to what you get with insurance is similar. It's just, you know, the process is a little bit different. So it's a biblical model that, you know, we think works even better than insurance. And we are member-based. So you join the ministry, you have medical bills, you submit them to us. We work with your healthcare providers and get discounts on those bills. And then we do what we call sharing the bills, where we remit the payment back to you, the member, and you pay your healthcare providers. And we have been in existence for more than 40 years and have shared nearly $10 billion with a B, dollars in medical bills.
Absolutely incredible. Folks, it's a values-based solution. You don't have the network restrictions. You can enroll anytime. It's an alternative to health insurance that's faith-based. Now, the saving opportunities you've offered, Lauren, have been great all along, but you all have made them even better for seniors. So take a moment and tell us about Senior Share.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. Senior Share is our program for those who are 65 years old and older. And what you can do with Senior Share is, you know, you'll have to be on Medicare Parts A and B or have a Medicare Advantage plan. But CHM works with insurance to help pick up the costs of what the insurance does not pay. So we want to make sure that, you know, if you're 65 or over, we don't want you to get stuck with unpaid medical bills, you know, once Medicare is done paying for what they pay.
Yeah. So how does this then affect current CHM members and also, Lauren, folks who might consider becoming a member?
Yeah. So for those who are already members, you know, you can continue your membership uninterrupted with Senior Share. It's a really easy transition once you turn 65. And if you're not a CHM member, you know, you just need to make sure you have Medicare A and B or the Medicare Advantage plan, and then you get the benefits of our best program, which is our Gold program, at a discounted monthly price of $115.
So what does this sharing eligibility look like?
Well, what we do is share medical incidents totaling above $500. So as long as your medical bills are eligible, according to our guidelines, anything over $500, you can send that over to us. And we also have an additional program called CHM Plus, which you can add to Senior Share. It's $22 per person. So if there's two of you, there's $44 a month. And what this does is it enables us to share healthcare expenses for you that total more than $125,000 per illness.
Yeah, and that goes to an unlimited amount, I know, as well. Now, open enrollment starts next week, Lauren. A lot of folks making healthcare decisions right now, but that's never an issue when it comes to becoming a member of CHM, right?
Right, that's correct. So there are some limitations as far as pre-existing conditions are concerned, but you can enroll in CHM anytime throughout the year with no waiting period.
All right. And this is really, as you said at the beginning, a biblical solution based on Galatians 6:2, right?
Yes. Yep, it's always the right time to enroll here at CHM if you are looking for a biblical solution to your healthcare costs.
Very good. Well, we're out of time, but Lauren, we're grateful for our partnership with Christian Healthcare Ministries, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me on.
They've shared nearly $10 billion. Incredible. You can find out more about this terrific medical cost-sharing ministry at chministries.org. That's chministries.org. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Moments of suffering can be quite hard. It often makes us feel all alone and hopeless. No doubt, this is what many feel as Israel and Hamas engage in battle, as innocent families seek solace from bullets and missiles flying over bomb shelters. There is hope. They are not alone. We are not alone when we suffer. Christ suffered first. He suffered his whole life, but he did so in order to save us from our sins. He suffered so that we could taste glory. Paul writes in Romans 8, our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that'll be revealed in us. Let us pray for those who are suffering, that they may know their suffering is not worth comparing to the glory found in Jesus Christ. Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
You will not live in some vapory netherland, in a disembodied haze, or in a blissful but intangible state of mind. The Bible refers to heaven as a specific place. It is not a state of mind.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Great Disappearance, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Well, it's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We want to help you this hour make godly financial decisions based on biblical wisdom. You know, it's about financial decision making. It's not about me telling you what to do in your financial life. It's about helping you understand the counsel of Scripture so that through that lens, you can make wise financial decisions in light of your values and priorities, with the question at the center of it, God, what would you have me to do? Because ultimately, we're all accountable and responsible as stewards of God's resources. And the only way a steward can be effective in his or her role is to understand the heart of the master. So that's why we go back to God's word and pull out the principles and big ideas. So what questions do you have today in your financial life as you live, give, owe, and grow? We'd love to tackle those together. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. Robert Youngblood handling our calls today. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. If you get a busy signal or you don't get through, call back because we'd love to get you on the program today. Let's begin in Kentucky. James, you'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I I was wondering, I have a project that I'm doing, office building repair and rehab, and it's going to cost about $150,000 or so. And I was wondering, should I borrow the money to do this project? I do have the money personally, but I was wondering, I know a lot of corporations probably, you hear about Walmart building a new operation and, you know, it's worth billions, but I was wondering if they build a new operation, would they go and borrow the money or use their own money? This is actually what I said.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think this is one of those productive uses of debt that can work in your to your advantage. So one of the rules of borrowing beyond, you know, are we presuming upon the future? Is there any other way to do it? Do I have spousal unity? Is this question of will the economic return be greater than the economic cost? And in the case of an appreciating asset, especially where a business requires cash flow to maintain operations and grow and reinvest in the business, it can make some sense to borrow for an expenditure like this. Because although it would be nice to be out of debt and have the flexibility that comes with that, especially as we're heading into a recession, you know, and the idea that, you know, the building may be appreciating. But at the same time, we have to recognize that that cash is really helpful to you as you just navigate your business. So I think, you know, given the opportunity to have sufficient cash flow and reserves and funds for operating and growth, if you have that and you can be, you know, owning this business, this building or constructing it debt-free, I love that idea. You know, we've seen countless examples over the years of God-fearing men and women who have operated their businesses debt-free, even though on paper it may not always make sense. And then something happens and they're able to really leverage that in a way that others who have to service their debt, especially in lean times, aren't able to. But it's always a balancing act where you have to really consider, do I have sufficient reserves to be able to build this debt-free? And if not, then as long as I can service the debt and that's not, you know, putting some unnecessary stress on the business, then, you know, that can make some sense to go ahead and borrow. So it really just, I think, depends on each situation. But I would say if there is a situation where debt can make sense, this is certainly one of those, James.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's what I just wanted to find that out.
Yeah.
Thank you a lot.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for being on the program. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open today, perhaps one just for you. You know, when it comes to debt, and we're going to head to the phones here in just a second, you know, when we look to God's word, I think there's three big ideas that jump out to me. There's more, but these are the three big ones. Number one, we absolutely have to repay what we borrow. Psalm 37:21 teaches the wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous gives generously. The second is, I would say, free yourself from debt as quickly as possible. Proverbs 22:7 carries the stark warning, the rich rule over the poor, the borrower is slave to the lender. It limits our flexibility, it limits our ability to respond to the leading of the Lord, and it changes the relationship. And then thirdly, we're to serve God, not money. Matthew 6:24 says it plainly, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, you'll be devoted to the one or despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon, and that's with a capital M. That's the spirit of money might be the best way to translate that. You know, as we apply these three big ideas, repaying what we're borrowing, freeing ourselves from debt over time, and then serving God, not money, as kind of the preeminent idea, I think that puts ourselves in a position to experience God's best. There are some principles, though, related to borrowing that I think we can pull out of God's word. I'll get to those a little later in the broadcast. Let's head to Louisiana. Hi, Susan. How can I help?
Hi. I have a question. I really need some help. About 4 years ago, I messed up on my income tax filing it, and then because of that, I wasn't able to get that information, and it has snowballed. So now it's been like 4 years I haven't paid my income tax.
All right.
I really need to know how to get this right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? First thing, I know this is stressful. Last thing we want to owe, or group we want to owe money to is the IRS. And yet, they're very willing to work with you here, Susan. I actually had somebody on the program this week who had not paid taxes in 20 years. And he was able to get finally, and by the time he had called this week, he's actually completely current and in compliance. So it's possible. And you can do it. The key is, I would say, to get somebody who can represent you, a CPA or an enrolled agent. Because the IRS is very willing to work with you either through a repayment plan, getting you on a payment schedule to get current, one that fits in your budget, or what's called an offer and compromise, where they actually negotiate on your behalf to either reduce the amount that's owed and pay in a lump sum, or again, to get you on that payment plan. But the key is, it's easy to just say, I don't know how to handle this. You know, it's now been 4 years. I don't really want, you know, have the money. I don't know what to do. And so you just kind of continue to ignore it. And that just compounds the problem, not only in fees and interest, but just it continues to grow and become more difficult to get on top of. So I think leaning into it, especially with somebody that's skilled in representing you before the IRS to begin this process of negotiating and getting you on a plan to get fully in compliance is really key. There are some forgiveness programs as well where, you know, they might be able to help you take advantage of that. So I would reach out to a CPA. If you don't have one, you could contact a certified Kingdom advisor there in Louisiana and ask for a referral to a godly CPA, preferably, again, a CPA or enrolled agent, EA, that specializes in IRS negotiations. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Susan. Listen, you can do this. I know it's concerning and in some cases overwhelming, and yet I know you'll feel a lot better when you have a plan in place. You've agreed with the IRS as to how you're going to make good on this. And once you're working toward that, you will feel a lot better, I promise. So don't put it off any longer. Let's engage in it and get this thing going in the right direction. Thanks for calling today. Folks, we've got lines open, perhaps one for your financial question today. 800-525-7000. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Can we trust the Bible?
He says, we saw this. And that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks, the important documentary from the American Family Association, is now available to watch for free on AFA's brand new streaming platform. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to watch this award-winning film today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
More than ever, pastors need to feel people's love and support. There's no better time to do this than Pastor Appreciation Month in October. And there's no better way to do it than using the easy as 1-2-3 Bless Your Pastor materials, available for free at blessyourpastor.org. If your church uses the free 1-2-3 materials, church pastors will be offered a $300 scholarship application to attend a marriage retreat. Learn more at blessyourpastor.org. That's blessyourpastor.org.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing and the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Rob West of Faith and Finance. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial, 800-525-7000. We've got two lines open, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Just before the break, we were talking about some past debt with the IRS, and I was saying, you know, it's really important that you lean into that, not run from it. The IRS will work with you. Billy in Texas has a comment on that. Billy, go ahead.
Yeah. Whenever you have, thank you for letting me be on. Whenever you have an issue with the IRS, always keep a backup of your information, because they will come back and say that you didn't pay it, and even though you have already paid it. And if you paid the, say you paid a company to a CPA to do it, still keep all that information.
Okay. Yeah, very good. So documentation is key when it comes to the IRS, just to make sure that what you've agreed upon is in writing, and so you can refer back to that. That's the big idea here for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
My boss was in that situation, and after she passed away, they came back and said that she never paid it, and now demanding me to pay it because I'm her heir. So, yeah, and I know that they can't get it from me because it's not my bill to do, and we're not blood related.
Yes. Okay, very good. Yeah, that's helpful. Well, I appreciate you sharing from personal experience there. It's always a good takeaway. And Billy, thanks for your call today. You know, by the way, just to build on Billy's idea here, I think the key is to understand that anytime you're negotiating a plan for debt repayment that's not what you would typically do, so outside of the normal scheduled payment, you always want to get that in writing, and especially with take an old debt, one that's been charged off, you're trying to get that cleared up. Maybe you're going in and settling, offering to pay it in a lump sum for a discount. I think being able to do that, is great, but you want to get that in writing. You want to get them to agree to the plan, put it in writing, send it to you. And then the key is, once you make all of those payments and you want to keep a record of those, and Billy's saying this applies to the IRS as well, you want to make sure that at the end of it, you get them to confirm that you are, in fact, paid in full, that you have a zero balance, and get documentation on that. And then the next step is check your credit report to make sure that it's been updated, because you may get to the end, you pay it off, they may even acknowledge you've paid it off, but the credit report doesn't get updated. It's still showing that you owe the balance. And the key there is to make sure that, you have a credit report that reflects what's accurate. And if you don't, then you have the ability to dispute that. According to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, they'll have 30 days to either verify that their balance is correct or update it and reflect it appropriately. So that's really key, especially because if you're in a situation where you've had to negotiate an old debt, you're likely finding yourself in a position where your credit has already been damaged. And so this allows you, beyond that, to go ahead and get it cleared up and start improving your credit score, which will have other, you know, implications, not only if you need to borrow for something else, but because credit scores are now being used for insurance premiums and, you know, even employment consideration, there's a lot more there that you need to be aware of as you continue to operate in light of your credit score. So hopefully that helps you. That's some great counsel there from Billy today. Hey, we've got a few lines open. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You know, I was talking earlier about debt. Let me just share before we go back to the phones quickly. You know, I mentioned a few of the principles we can pull out of God's word. I think practically some of the principles that, you know, I really have come to believe are critical when we're making debt decisions, borrowing decisions. Number one, and I mentioned this to our previous caller, is the economic cost less than the economic return? So meaning, are we borrowing for productive purposes? Are we borrowing for an appreciating asset? That would mean that the economic cost would be less than the economic return. That would be key. Number two, are there any other alternatives? Is there another way to solve for this without taking on debt? Number three, are we presuming on the future, and in that, in so doing, so are we denying God an opportunity to work? And then number four, and I think this one's key, do we have spousal unity? Are we on the same page as husband and wife? And if not, I think that immediately disqualifies this debt decision. At that point, we say, you know what, we need to find another way. And if you apply those principles, I think it's really key that will put you in a situation where, yes, you still have a change in the relationship, but it's really key, that you will be borrowing at least with the right considerations in mind before you make the decision. All right, back to the phones, 800-525-7000. To Mississippi, hi, Jackie, go ahead.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
The question I had yesterday I was talking about Medicare Advantage and the good and the bad of it, and what about Medicare Advantage versus the Christian health ministry?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, the Christian healthcare ministry senior share, and it's heavily discounted, down to as little as $27 a month, is really an add-on. It helps you, as an ideal program. So you already have Medicare A and B or a Medicare Advantage plan. And then this senior share steps in to alleviate eligible medical bills not paid by Medicare. So ultimately, it's supplemental to anything covered by Medicare as the last payer, which, you know, is basically just a peace of mind, additive component. So they would pick up the cost that Medicare Advantage doesn't. So what I would do if you're interested in this, and it can be a great resource for those in this season of life, 65 and older, I would check out their website, chministries.org. Again, that's chministries.org. And from the first day of your 65th birthday, they will reflect the full gold program with that cost reduction in place that really makes it affordable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Find peace in God's Word.
In Nahum 1:3, the Lord has His way in the whirlwind. Frequently in life, we find ourselves in a whirlwind, don't we? Really, the wording means His way prevails even over above the storms of the whirlwind. God is in control. He has His way even above the noise of the storm.
Don't miss Exploring the Word with Dr. Alex McFarland weekdays at 3 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up with the podcast at AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Are you investing in the future of God's kingdom or wonder how your money can make the most impact for His purposes? Kenneth Boa and Russ Crossan wrote the book Leverage, Using Temporal Wealth for Eternal Gain, to guide these discussions and build a financial legacy where moth nor rust destroy. Request your copy with your gift of any amount at faithfi.com. Your donation helps us share God's financial principles with others. Leverage your resources for greater impact today.
Sometimes it can be hard to catch each live broadcast. This could be due to your job, school, or just life in general. We understand, which is why you don't have to miss out. The AFR podcast page is where you can find all of your favorite shows. Whether it's old or new, you can listen and download each broadcast that you've missed, including the ones you've already heard. Just visit the podcast page at AFR.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
I'm so thankful you're with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions. Our team is ready for you. We've got some lines open. So what are you thinking about financially today? Give us a call, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's head to Texas. Robert, thanks for calling, sir. I understand you want to share your experience about credit scores. Go ahead.
Yes, let's talk about that for a minute, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about a Honda dealership in Katy, Texas. We bought a car there, and my wife was taking it back for some service. And in the process of trying to locate the service area, somebody approached her and started trying to sell her a car. And during the course of that conversation, he decided that she was a serious enough customer that he was going to run her credit. So when I saw it, I said, no, you can't do that. They shouldn't do that to you, but they did.
Yeah.
So I asked the credit bureau, how can they get that taken off? Well, you have to go back to that dealership, make them write a letter, take that letter back to the credit bureau, and then it might get corrected or might not. So that's the story. When you walk onto a car dealership lot, expect anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, Robert. You know, this is really a key idea. You can pull your credit report all day long if you're pulling it yourself. And, you know, there's more ways to get it now than ever. A lot of times your credit card company will make it available to you free. You're probably seeing emails coming from them offering for you to check your credit score, your credit report. Credit Karma will allow you to pull it now. That's not going to give you one of these hard inquiries that Robert's talking about. But when you step onto a car lot, you authorize anybody to pull your credit for the purpose of evaluating whether or not they're going to extend you credit, that's a hard inquiry, and that will start to ding your credit report. Now, why? Why will your credit score drop as a result of that? And we're not talking about a significant amount, but it you know, can be 20, 30, 40 points. Why is that? Well, as a part of the algorithm, if you're out looking for new credit, they just factor that in as one element that makes you less attractive because you need credit, which is kind of counterproductive. But we won't get into analyzing the algorithm at the moment. Let's just recognize that this is the case. Now, how should you approach then a purchase of a car or a mortgage? Well, here's one of the keys, and Robert, you may be aware of this, but all inquiries that are pulled by lenders for the same purpose, so let's take buying a car, within a two-week period are considered one inquiry as far as your credit score is concerned. So you need to be ready to go out and start shopping it around. Now, I generally pull my credit report and my credit score before I go shopping. And I say, listen, I realize at some point you're going to need to pull my score, but I want to tell you what it is. And I realize that if we do business, you're going to need to pull it. But, you know, here's my starting point, and let them know what it is. Tell them you're not authorizing them to pull it until you're ready. But the good news is this idea that as long as it's within a two-week period, it's considered one. And so if you're actually ready to go out and shop it, get those three quotes from three different lenders for that mortgage, you know, shop around with a few different car dealerships, let's say, that's all going to be treated as one. And, you know, you would just want to make sure that you're not, you know, doing that over and over again. But Robert, that's great counsel. I appreciate you mentioning that because a lot of folks don't realize that it can drop your credit score. Anything else you wanted to share with us?
No, just I don't know how to avoid those conversations. When you walk onto a lot, the first thing they're going to do is try to sell you another car. And yeah. I guess you have to tell them up front, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, I think clarity and communication is always key, especially for somebody who's looking to sell you something. There's no question about that. Hey, thanks for being on the program, sir. We appreciate it. To Indiana. Hi, Todd. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I've got a different kind of question. I've never heard anything like this on your show before. I recently inherited 60 acres of, well, what used to be farmland in Indiana. Now it's under a solar farm lease. Basically, I'm trying to figure out if it's best to sell, if it's even possible to sell. And the one thing I have to take into account is I'm the executor of the estate, and it's split four ways. And I've got a handicapped younger brother that needs to have an income. And I'm wondering if I should just leave it the way that it is, or if I can do something better with the money to give him more income.
Yeah, I certainly understand that. Well, you know, this is really going to come down to what is the arrangement on those solar panels. Did you mention they're leased? Is that right?
The land is leased. So we still own the land.
Okay.
I've been trying to get through the paperwork. It is a lease, so I assume since it's a lease, it doesn't keep me from selling.
Right. But who owns the panels themselves? The company?
That would be an LLC that operates the solar farm.
Okay, yeah. And so you're essentially just getting the lease income from the LLC that's generating, you know, their own income off of the solar panels that are on your property, correct?
Correct. And yeah. If you want the numbers, I got the numbers.
No, that's okay. I mean, I think... 60, well, go ahead. That's fine.
60 acres.
All right.
And they are paying $1,000 per acre per year with a 2% annual increase for inflation.
Okay.
Now the current value of that land with, you know, just for farmland would be right around, at low number would be $12,000 an acre.
All right. Yeah. So that's what you could get if you were to sell it. You'd be talking about roughly $720,000.
Yes, but with the lease, that would obviously increase the price of the land because there's an income off the land.
Yeah, exactly. So it really is going to come down to what you, I mean, I'd check the lease agreement to see what you have the right to do. I assume you could sell it as long as, you know, somebody's willing to assume that lease. And then the question is, what is that market value given the income generation that's there? If you just got the price of the land, you know, at a 4% withdrawal rate, you know, that's only $30,000 a year, which is half of what you're getting annually right now just from the lease income, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So I think this just becomes a math equation. Starts with you checking the legalities of, you know, your ownership of this property and your commitments to the lessee, in this case, the LLC, the solar farm, and then try to get somebody to help you establish a value of this property, the true market value, including not only the land itself, but the improvements, which in this case is a stream of income, which obviously has value, and there's some sort of multiple of the annual income that you would apply to the selling price. And then you could back into, okay, if I had this lump sum, what could I do with that? Well, obviously, you'd have access to the cash if your son needed it, but then you could also make it income generating with stocks and bonds, and you could compare that to the income you're generating from the lease and just say, which one makes the more sense, the most sense? Obviously, there's the monthly, you know, mailbox money that you're getting, but then there's also the benefit of having access to the principal as well, which you or he may need down the road. So I think you need to do some homework, read up on this lease document, and try to get to someone to help you establish the true market value. And we appreciate your call today. It was a great question. We'll be right back.
On the next Focus on the Family, Lindsay Snyder shares more from her remarkable spiritual journey, how God used the addiction and toxic relationships of her past to prepare her for ministry to lost and broken people. It's an inspiring message for your family next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio. Today's culture is opting for entertainment rather than biblical enlightenment. For those who resist that trend, Friends of Israel shows listeners why loving the Jewish people and supporting Israel is important to the Christian faith. Friends of Israel shares biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah and promotes solidarity with the Jewish people.
This is Chris Katulka of the Friends of Israel Today radio program, heard each weekend on this station, and here's what's happening in Israel.
Friends of Israel, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on American Family Radio.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. You know, when we consider our role as stewards of God's money, the implications of that are significant. It really makes every spending decision a spiritual decision. Now, you might say, wait a minute, Rob, how is my utility bill a spiritual decision? Well, just keep in mind, you know, our allocation of God's money reflects what's important to us. It tells a story about what we value. So it really does require us to periodically take a step back and say, what are my values and priorities? What is most important to me? And does the story of my finances appropriately reflect that? And if not, what changes do I need to make along the way so that I can give as the Lord leads and I can save appropriately and I can enjoy what God has given me and use it as a tool to build memories with my family and provide for their needs? And am I doing that with the right balance? Because I can't tell you what your lifestyle should look like. That's ultimately between you and the Lord. But when you search the scriptures and renew your mind and focus on the promises of God, don't get caught up in the comparison trap of this world. But you realize that you have an abundance because Creator God loves you and He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And now you have the privilege of managing a portion of His resources, His creation. That's incredible. What a privilege that is. So we want to do that as faithful stewards, which means obedience to God's word. We want to help you do that each day in an encouraging way and help you tackle those financial decisions and questions you're wrestling with. So we've got room for maybe one or two more questions today. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. Let's go to Louisiana. Claudia, I'm so glad you called. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. I have to get some medical. Thanks for taking my call because I don't know what to do.
Sure.
But I have a medical things that I need to get done, and I was offered at the clinic to get a care card. Have you heard of those before?
Not that one specifically, I don't think.
Well, you could pay your balance off in 6 months, 12 months, 24 months.
Okay.
The interest rate is 29.9%.
Wow.
Or should I just use my credit card, which is 12.49% interest, and just pay it off in time with my credit card?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, right out of the bat, 29%, I don't like that one bit. So if you have the option to borrow this at less than 29%, and 11 certainly is better, it's probably a third of that, then I would certainly opt for that. But I certainly don't want to get in a binary trap either, which is where we just have, one versus the other, and maybe there's a third alternative too. So is there another approach here? Could you delay this and save? Does it need to happen right away? Are there any other funds you could tap into? I would, and the answer to both of those may be no. You need to do it now medically, and you don't have any other access to funds. And if that's the case, then the 11% certainly better than 29, and it's much better. It's about half of the prevailing credit card interest rates today, which are at 22%. I think the key is just to realize that's expensive money, and therefore you want to try to get that paid off just as soon as you can, which means always going back to your budget, looking for every possible way to cut expenses so you can free up margin for debt reduction. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I was thinking of using my credit card and just pay something every week to bring it down.
I love that.
Make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I mean, the quicker you pay off any portion of that principal, Claudia, the less interest you will ultimately pay, because that's probably, compounding daily or weekly, certainly monthly. And, when you reduce that balance, you're no longer paying interest on the interest of that portion. And so it's going to help you pay it off even quicker.
Awesome. Now, doing anything like this affect your credit score? Does that bring it down a notch until you pay this debt off?
You know, the only way that it would, as long as you're an on-time payer, which, you're gonna keep this current, the only way that it would hurt you is if, in two ways. One is by carrying this balance. So let's say, for instance, do you know the limit on that credit card at 11%?
It's 20 grand.
Okay. All right. So what's going to hurt you, and I don't want to scare you here because it's going to be minimal. It won't be a major impact. But anytime you get above 30% of the limit in terms of what's called credit utilization, and you'll be above 50%, that's going to start to pull your score down. That's just the way the algorithm works. Now, that's going to be considered alongside all of your other information. And if you've always been an on-time payer, and you've got a lot of different types of credit, and you got some good credit history, it's probably going to be minimal. But that's the portion of the credit scoring algorithm that's going to affect you here, is this idea of credit utilization. So you're going to want to try to get that under 30% of your limit as quickly as you can. Of course, we're going to want to get it paid in full as quick as you can, but that 30% threshold is a key number. But here's the reality, though, Claudia. Unless you're out there looking for new credit, you're about to buy a house or a car and you're going to have to borrow, it doesn't really matter. Your credit score is going to move around. And, by the time you're ready to make a purchase like that, if that time comes in the future, you're going to want to get that score above a 720 if possible. And that's going to allow you to qualify for the very best rates and terms. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you. I feel so much better. Thank you so
much.
I'm
so glad you called. Thank you for being on the program today. God bless you. Hey, folks, let me take just a moment here, and we'll try to get to at least one more call today before we wrap up. And just remind you that Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio is listener supported, which just simply means that we do what we do every day on this broadcast and serving so many of you on our website at faithfi.com and in the FaithFi app, as a direct result of your generous support. So if you found some value in this program, maybe you like to tune in whenever you can, or you've found something helpful, we would invite you to be a financial supporter in the ministry. Let me tell you, every gift matters. A gift of any amount would go a long way to helping us finish the year strong here at Faith and Finance and continue on with all the things God is doing in the new year. And we have some great things coming. A brand new app. We're introducing our studies next year. We have all kinds of things coming to encourage you as a steward of God's resources, but it can't be done without your listener support. So here at the end of the year, especially as we're now into the fourth quarter of 2023, if you'd consider a gift of any amount, whether it's $40, $400, or $4,000, it'd go a long way to helping us continue this ministry. Just head to faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com and click give, and you'll find the easy and simple and secure ways to give. Thanks in advance. All right, as we round out the program today, we are going to finish up with our final caller, and it looks like that call is now ready. All right, let's go to Virginia. Hi, Gary, go ahead.
Hey, I'm wanting to take my what money I got in one retirement account. It's around $77,000, but every month they just keep nibbling at it. I think they got a lot of it on the stock market, low-risk stuff.
Yes,
sir. They take $2,000, at least $2,000 every month, and it's down to $77,000 from $120,000. And I'm trying to figure out if I need another bank that I do business with is wanting me to bring it to them in a IRA CD that pays more interest rates than anything, and I was wondering if that would be my best bet right now to build that, get your guy said stability in my account.
Yeah, no, I certainly understand that, and I can understand why you're frustrated. Let me just make sure I understand the numbers, though. Did you say you were at 120, it's now at 77, and you haven't taken any money out in terms of withdrawals, is that right?
I took $20,000 out.
Okay.
So that left me around $100,000, and it's just been nibbled at for a while. And trying to figure out how to stop that.
Yeah. So you're down about, so you're not down from 120, you're down from 100 to 77.
Yeah.
So you're down about 24%, which is not insignificant. That's a good bit of money. And yet the market's been under a good bit of pressure the last couple of years. And there's kind of a double whammy going on here in the sense that stocks are down. And it's just because, you know, we've had this 40-year high inflation. You know, we've had other challenges and headwinds, obviously coming off of the pandemic. We also have this unique situation where bonds are down too. So we've got now, we're completing the second year of bonds losing money, primarily because of this dramatic rise in the interest rates. Because as interest rates were going up, we were seeing bond prices fall. That will all turn around. And so I think the key for you is, generally you want to, as long as you have the right allocation, I would say it's best to stay the course, because even though you could get into an IRA with CDs right now and you could earn an attractive 5.5% for the next 12 months, then what do you do after that? Because rates are probably much lower. And then, you know, the market would likely be higher, especially if we can see the end of this recession a year from now. And then you're trying to get back into the market and you've missed the recovery. And the problem is with inflation, even if it's more modest at 4% instead of 9, the key is you've got to overcome that with your stock and bond investments, because you're losing purchasing power if you're just treading water. And I realize it's hard to watch some of these declines, but we've been through a rough period. It will probably continue to be rough because we haven't even gotten to the recession yet, but it will recover. And so I think the best option for you is to take a look at how you're invested and see if some changes need to be made, But I would, and if it were me at 65, I'd probably still have, you know, a good 40% in stocks and 60% in bonds. If you want to get a little more conservative, you could go 30-70. But perhaps the thing to do, Gary, is to get another opinion on this without going to CDs. Should you consider a change to another investment manager? We recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. If you want to interview a few CKAs there in Virginia, just head to our website, faithfi.com, and click Find a CKA. But if it were me, I wouldn't be quick to rush out of the stocks and bonds at this point and miss the recovery. I'd keep a long-term perspective. Gary, thanks for your call today. God bless you, sir. Hey, folks, on behalf of my team today, Robert Youngblood, Robert Sutherland, and Devin Patrick, I'm Rob West. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.